Time to shine on a Monday morning. What a morning to be on air. What a weekend. From the time we kicked off the NRL round on Thursday night, and you've had USPGA, you've had swimming, you've had the end of the EPL this morning. We've now got the final round of the USPGA Championship. There's Formula One, there's AFL. It is wall-to-wall sport this morning on our breakfast show. We are broadcasting through 1170 SEN here in Sydney, SEN track on the Central Coast and in the Illawarra, through 90.3 FM in Griffith, and to those listening anywhere around the country or indeed around the world on the SEN app, great to have your company. Give us a shout out this morning on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. You can text 0457 736 736. By the way, with McDonald Jones Homes, what about the deal they've got going at the moment? You get $50,000 off your dream McDonald home for a limited time only. So you pick all your things and then you get down to the bottom line and they say, this is how much it will cost. And now we'll take off 50 large. How good's that? From McDonald Jones. Now, we're also on Twitter. You can follow us at Vossie Brandy SEN. Of course, we're here for our major sponsors, Bryden's Lawyers, the lawyers protecting your future. Bryden's number is 1-800-848-848. And we're here for Card.Gift, Australia's one-stop gift card shop. And we'll have another $50 EPOS gift card to give away on the show, thanks to our mates at Card.Gift. Of course, there was one other big result over the weekend, and it was the federal election and Albo. Now, I'm happy to say, and I still say, as I introduce my co-host, Brandy, and I know people shoot you down, oh, he's a shocking leader, he's the worst we've ever had, oh, Albo, they go to football. No, I think it's one of the best things we have in the country, that we have political leaders who can just go out to the footy like normal blokes and enjoy it, and we had that with the now former Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and we now have it with Anthony Albanese, who is rugby league through and through, loves his Rabbitohs, loves going to Henson Park and in his electorate, and we've had him on the show many times. Brandy, we have a new Prime Minister.
And good on Albo. Good on Albo. And despite South Sydney going down out there in Dubbo, Albo was able to get the victory. ScoMo, disappointing for him. The Sharks did get up and have a win, which sort of has you wondering, will you see ScoMo at the footy again? Will that just show just whether ScoMo was a fair weather Sharks fan or whether he loves his Sharks, because he always said he loved his Sharks, and we'll see how much he loves his Sharks in the future.
Do you think it was bunged on, do you, over the years?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I know Anthony Albanese is a dyed-in-the-wool South Sydney supporter. Is Albo part of the borough? I think he might be. He might be a member of the borough.
Right. Well, I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna say ScoMo is the real deal. No, look, the time we had Scott Morrison on for a postseason review, or did we just get him? He would not stop talking about the Sharks, and he knew all the players and the names. It was genuine. I don't think it was put in front of him by an advisor. I think it was genuine. I think he will lob there.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? In the future.
Okay. Have you got a stat around that? You were telling me off air earlier this morning of a stat around prime ministers or election weekend and their football teams. Did you have that number?
Well, I haven't got that number, but I know that prime ministers haven't fared well in terms of their teams. Election weekend.
Was it Julia Gillard? Are we going to count Julia Gillard as a Melbourne Storm fan? Because was she the last one to win, and that was like 12 years ago or something? So if you win the election, if Scott Morrison had have won on Saturday, then the Sharks would have lost yesterday to the Titans. By the way, I just want to bring something up off the top of the show, Brandy, as well. Can I just play a little bit of audio from last week?
Sure. Lieutenant There's Dan, no way Canberra can beat South.
Who was that? Can I just hear that again?
Sorry, that
I just want to
quick.
Hear that again, just to confirm that. Can I hear that?
There's no way Canberra can beat South.
Boy, that sounds...
Sorry, I didn't hear that. It's a third
surprisingly
time.
Sounds
that.
A lot like me.
Best of three.
There's no way Canberra can beat South.
Yes, it comes back to bite you on the bottom, like monkeypox style.
Doesn't it?
That's incredible. Oh. Hey?
The Raiders now three in a row. That's one of the big talking points out of the weekend. The Raiders have now won three in a row and have gone from lifeless to, sitting
Well, they're equal with 8th spot. They're on 10 points, along with South Sydney. South Sydney, how disappointing were they?
Stink. Oh. Stink.
Boy.
I'll say this about having called...
Disinterested.
Had a busy weekend, actually. Had a really interesting weekend in commentary. Friday night, Leichhardt Oval for the Bulldogs-Tigers. The game was interesting, but the possum in the box was interesting, Brandy. I've never had any live animals turn up in a commentary box.
Only at Leichhardt,
Cooper Cronk says, what
happen.
He says, what the you know is this? And this possum, as tame as, is climbing over our bench, over our headsets, and looking for food. And I just brought some hot chips in and couldn't keep him out. He'd get through the smallest of holes into the commentary box. So I don't know whether our listeners have ever had a, you know, like I was... I looked deaf in the eye. Yeah, I looked deaf in the eye because the possum looked quite menacing. I wonder if any of our listeners have had shock intruders of a scary kind. Because, I mean, Cooper Cronk, he feared for his life the other day. You know, one of the toughest men, when you think of that grand final with a busted shoulder, to see him the other night up on a chair, you know, it was enlightening. So that's where my weekend started. But I must say, having called at Cogra on Saturday afternoon and then went to the SCG Saturday night, the difference in standard of the teams in the competition, Penrith are so next level that I'm prepared to give them the trophy now, Brandy, unless injury gets in their way. Roosters will not beat Penrith. Manly will not beat Penrith. Parramatta have beaten Penrith, but don't know whether they could do it consistently. And Melbourne will have to be at their best. Anything at less than their best, they will not beat Penrith. Give them the trophy now, Brandy.
Yeah, lots of footy to go, Andrew, and there's a State of Origin series which will start very shortly. That the teams will be picked after next weekend's round. So there's a State of Origin series to get through, and there's plenty of football after the Origin. I know Penrith were very impressive against the Roosters. It was actually a cracking game for half an hour, and the Roosters were very good. But like what happens to most sides, they just wilt under the pressure and. Whenever offered an opportunity, Penrith grab it, and they did. All of a sudden, it was 18-0 at half time when the game was nip and tuck for the first 30 minutes. So Penrith impressive. The Storm lose back to back games. And talking about impressive teams, the Cowboys, Andrew. They look as good as anyone in the competition.
Can they challenge Penrith? We find out it's the 6 o'clock game Friday night out at Penrith. Panthers v. Cowboys.
Yeah, they've got some injury problems, and Kyle Felt was ruled out pretty quickly in that game up there against Melbourne. And he's got hopefully it's not an ACL. They're thinking it's a serious medial ligament injury, which will have him sit on the sidelines. They can cover the injury to Kyle Felt, but if Jason Taumalolo is missing, that would be a blow for them for that 6 o'clock Friday night game. Vossi, medial ligament problem. Hopefully it's not that serious.
Yeah, so Tom Trbojevic injured over the weekend. There's rugby league stories left, right and centre. Just on that stat. Now, Lieutenant Dayan has handed me a piece of paper. So the stats around prime ministers elect and their football teams on election weekend. So Julia Gillard got up with the Storm in 2010, but then 2013, Panthers defeated Manly when Tony Abbott won. 2016, when Malcolm Turnbull won, the Bulldogs defeated the Roosters. I mean, Malcolm Turnbull, great Roosters fan. I mean, he's just way up there on the hill. He loves rugby league mixing with the public. He loves it. Scott Morrison in 2019, when he won, Manly defeated Cronulla that weekend, and now we've got Albo with the Raiders defeating the Rabbitohs in 2022. So there you go, a bit of a curse there. Gamble responsibly, but next time around we have an election, who does, it could be Peter Dutton. Who's Peter Dutton go for? Is he a Cowboy? Is he a Bronco?
Queensland?
Is he a Broncos fan?
Could be a Bronco. I'm going to throw him into the Broncos. Okay.
Now, you made the big statement about the Raiders the other day. You said there's no way they will beat the Rabbitohs. Is there any way Peter Dutton will ever be the leader of Australia? What's your thoughts? If they're saying that Peter Dutton could be the man...
Well, in line with what I said about South Sydney, the Raiders, I'm going to say no.
Okay, there you go. So we'll
yeah,
call
I'm
that.
I'm calling
we'll
that one early,
3 years'
too.
Time. If
calling
that's
it early. Now, the football
unfold.
Desk has been a... EPL, oh, the football desk has been a wow. big part of the program through,
well,
through,
that's dedication.
Throughout the LPL season.
You were in from 1 a.m. this morning. You were 1 o'clock this morning. You are in. You are monitoring the situation 5 hours in advance of us coming on air. Can you wrap it up in a nutshell for those waking up who perhaps don't follow the EPL so closely, but they've got to understand this was a humongous morning for drama.
It was. And there were six matches that could influence where teams finished on the table. In a nutshell, Man City got the job done. Now, if you broke it down and analysed what happened to Man City, and remember all these games are starting at the same time, the battle for the top was between Man City and Liverpool. Man City were taking on Aston Villa. Liverpool were playing Wolves. So that's at the top of the Premier League. Man City won 3-2, but they were down 2-0. They were down 2-0 70 minutes into the game. In fact, their first goal came in the 76th minute, their second goal in the 78th, and their winner to win them the Premier League came in the 81st minute. So they scored three goals in 5 minutes to beat Aston Villa 3-2. That was good enough. They finish as premiers. Liverpool beat Wolves 3-1. It didn't matter. They were a point behind coming into the final round. Down the bottom end, Burnley were beaten by Newcastle 2-1. And Leeds beat Brentford 2-1, which means Leeds stay in the Premier League. Burnley are the side relegated with Watford and Norwich City. And the battle for the top four, Tottenham won, Arsenal won, but Tottenham remain in the top four. So that's it in a nutshell, Andrew.
Yeah, I was looking at the run of play, if you like. The 76th minute, you had Liverpool at that stage were 1-1 with Wolves, so they had 1 point. You know, if you're looking at a live ladder, yep. And Aston Villa was leading Manchester City at that point. This is 76 minutes deep into the game. Aston Villa leading 2-1, and then Man City make it 2-2. You can imagine around the grounds getting the flash scores coming through. And then in the 81st minute, heads went down with Liverpool because Manchester City hit the lead 3-2. 3 minutes later, Liverpool hit the front against Wolves. So suddenly, oh, hang on a second. The Liverpool fans are saying, we're now in front. There's 3 points. Aston Villa come back and score a goal. It wasn't to be. Liverpool score another, but 3-2 was the result. So I must say, I do like the way that's set up. Like, I don't know whether the broadcasters love it, because how on earth do you show all these games at once? You know, pop-up channels everywhere. But Brandy, it's a good tradition, isn't it? All games.
It is fantastic.
Last Sunday, all at the same time.
Yeah. Especially, there must be seasons in the EPL where the games really don't matter, where relegation has been sorted, where the winner is already home before the final round. But this year it's worked out well, where the battle for the top, Man City, Liverpool, was open, and also the relegation. So Everton did, they evaded it with their win over Crystal Palace last week. That got them to 39 points. So there's plenty of other desks.
The football
is
still
this morning, Andrew.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Melbourne City versus Western United. That will be the grand final in the A-League, and that's probably
yes, Melbourne City over the top of Adelaide. They were down 1-0 too.
Adelaide gone. So there it is. Pretty excited about that. Melbourne City playing Western United for the A-League title. But for Melbourne City, it is chasing back-to-back titles. Ariane Titmus, that certainly one of the great stories of the weekend. The 400-metre freestyle world record is now hers. Ledecky's time has been bettered by 6/100ths of a second. She's done it. Again, what James Magnuson told us recently, the Commonwealth Games this year will be an Australian slaughter. Now, at Birmingham, the Australian swim team are going to win everything, Brandy, everything.
Yeah, Titmus. Yep, goal. 400-metre freestyle smashes the record. Not smashes it, but beats the record of Katie Ledecky. So good finish to the Australian Swimming Championships. Did Cody Simpson, did he end up qualifying? What's an update on that story, Andrew?
Well, look, it's got a bit messy there, didn't it, with the Kyle Chalmers thing. Now, Kyle Chalmers has taken time off because he took the stance last week, and we totally backed him up, Brandy. We're emphatic in our support that he doesn't have to make way for Cody Simpson. But then someone trotted out the story. I don't know where it actually emanated from, but Love Trist. They talked about Emma McKeon, Kyle Chalmers, former boyfriend. Now Cody Simpson is the current boyfriend. And there was a suggestion that Kyle was doing what he did because of the boyfriend-girlfriend situation. Now, Kyle has absolutely shot that down and said that it's been a horrible 48 hours for him mentally. So he's going to take some time out. It's a little disappointing.
A new twist.
Well, that's right. Trist or twist?
Trist. Well, it's a twist.
Yes. Well,
twist.
Anyway, I'm going to say it's absolute crap. I'm going to back Kyle Chalmers to the hilt here. Back him to the hilt. The same way. And now I will. I'll just say that it's ordinary. If there's not a skerrick of truth in it, it's bloody ordinary. In fact, I'm going to put it up there. Today is Festivus, where you air your grievances. Is Frank Costanza there, Lieutenant?
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Well, you're going to hear about it. My grievance is, if that story, and I have every reason to believe, is 100% wrong, it's bloody poor form against Kyle Chalmers, one of the best swimmers in the land, to be dragged into this and say that's the reason. That's my grievance.
Are you saying that you're surprised that things go to print that aren't actually true? Seriously.
Well, I mean, I've got to say, some things that get said on radio. Last week there was this bloke on radio, one of the best analysts in rugby league. He said this about one of the games.
There's no way Canberra can beat South.
You know, so you hear stuff on the radio, this isn't true. It's just not true.
That's gonna bring me down, I think. That's going to bring me down.
Yeah, the Swans beating Carlton, or rather the Swans going down to Carlton on Friday night at Marvel Stadium, and GWS under caretaker coach Mark McVay are coming up with a win. It was as expected against West Coast, having a bludger of a year. And all hail the New South Wales Waratahs, Brandy. So their first win in New Zealand since, 2015? First win in Dunedin since 2008, beating the Highlanders 32-20. They're on the charge, the Waratahs.
They are
on the charge. Hop on the bandwagon.
What are they?
Bandwagon, Brandy.
Have they
won
three out of their last four? I think they
have. Well, they play the Brumbies this week, I think, at Leichhardt Oval. The Brumbies at Leichhardt, it'd be huge.
Did the Brumbies win by two, or did they get beaten by the Blues? Brumbies.
Are you saying, am I to run the rugby desk? I thought you were in charge of all this.
I stayed out of the rugby desk.
Yeah, well, okay. The rugby desk, I'll put the patches on the elbows. For the rugby desk, running through, the Brumbies went down to the Blues 21-19.
Yeah, I knew it was tight.
Highlanders up by two. There you go. So that's at the rugby desk. Have you got any grievance you want to air right off the top?
I'll come up with something, though.
Okay. Air your grievances, folks. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. We'll play you the goals from Manchester City a little later on in the morning so you can sort of hop on board with all the excitement. And Brandy at the golf desk with a USPGA update coming up as well. So very busy morning. Your calls and texts, the most important thing of all. So go to it. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. French Open underway as well. Brett Phillips coming up on the show later this hour.